Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my superfine wife, Beth.
On this sensational Saturday, we have our Do Not Fear scripture from Jeremiah 42:11. It says, "Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, whom you now fear. Do not be afraid of him, declares the Lord, for I am with you and will save you and deliver you from his hands."
And he did.
Yes, he did. And you know, we need to think about the fact that sometimes we may feel like we're in the clutches of something, you know, that is not healthy, and maybe it's not. But the point of it is we can rely on the Lord our God to deliver us. Wow. Okay, yeah. Today.
We're going to talk about seven features of your God-given GPS.
Mm-mm.
Now, we've mentioned this a time or two before,
yeah,
but we felt led to go a little more in depth with it. Daniel Boone, the American frontiersman, humorously said that he was never lost, but he was bewildered once for 3 days and three nights.
Hmm.
If you don't know where you're going, then you'll find it easier to get lost or sidetracked along the way. Today, every smartphone has a GPS. Technology has not only made GPSs more affordable, they're also more sophisticated. The change has been amazing. I remember sitting in an Alamo rental car bus being transported from their lot to their airport terminal. I had to smile, so I read a sign on the bus that said, "Get directions from satellites, not just gas stations."
How about that?
That made me smile, honey.
Yeah. As we were thinking about those words, we realized that believers, listen to this. This is from God to you. Believers have a built-in GPS. That's right. And there's seven amazing features about our God-given GPS. And you know what that is? First, the GPS stands for God's Positioning System. Wow, he has his hand on you. Genesis 3:9 in the New International Version asks a powerful question, one that demands an answer from each one of us. The verse says, "But the Lord God called to man, where are you?"
I love this.
We're not sure this is, you've read this before. It's not a surprise. God knew where Adam was, and he knew why he was there. But so when God asks, "Where are you?" it's much more than a geographical question, and you know that. God is asking us the same question today. So think about this. He wants to know where you are in pursuing him, seeking your goals through him, doing your calling for him, for the kingdom, and the goals that he's wanting to direct you to achieve. Adam had violated God's instructions, dishonored the word, yielded to temptation. He had been given unlimited potential and was enjoying all the benefits that God had given him, but he chose to disobey. Does any of that sound familiar? Are we doing what God created us to do, being all we can do for him to bring honor and glory as we enjoy all his blessings? Sometimes we have to come out of the land of living in mediocrity where we've been to realize what God can really do through us. If we hadn't had our past, we wouldn't have our future. Just like
that's
Peter.
Good.
Peter, he had to know what it was to hit rock bottom before he could realize, "I am desperate to go to the top with God."
Amen.
And God wants us traveling with him to our land flowing with milk and honey, with peace of mind and our focus stayed on him. Second part, our GPS
is God's protection system. Have you ever seen in the movies or television where a criminal would offer to provide protection to a local merchant for a specified amount of money each week? Generally, the one threatening the merchant was the one doing the protecting.
Think of that.
You and I have a protection from all adversaries beyond anything the world has ever seen. And it's ours for the receiving.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalm 511, New Living Translation. "But all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, and those who love your name may rejoice in you. That's good.
That is good.
Not only does God offer you protection, but your enemies become his enemies.
Hallelujah.
One of your favorites.
It is one of our favorite scriptures.
Exodus 23:22 in the Amplified Bible, classic. But you will indeed listen to and obey his voice. I'll be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. God's protection system is more thorough and less expensive monetarily than those offered by ADT or the Brinks Home Security System.
Third, your GPS is God's peace system.
Oh, I like that.
I love it too. We never cease to be amazed at how much God shows his love for us. He not only sent Jesus, which we can often take, you know, for granted, really, the abundant life that he's given us now and throughout eternity. But as even as natural mothers and fathers, we want to comfort our sons and daughters when they're troubled or concerned. We want them to help them find an inner peace so that they'll be free of worry and fear. When Jesus left planet Earth, he gave us a powerful gift. And I want to tell you what it is out of John 14:27. Listen to this and let it sink deep into your heart. Peace I leave with you. My peace, not just any peace now, my peace, he said, I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Lord wants to give us his strength and his peace in the midst of every adversity. And you know what? We need to be quick to grab it.
Fourth, your GPS is God's promotion system. You ever been promoted from one grade to the next in school? From one level of accomplishment in the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts? From one rank to a higher one in the military? From one position to a different one in your place of employment? From owning one store to owning another? If you think promotion was a result of your skills or your hard work, then we suggest that you read, study, and meditate on Psalm 75 in the Message Bible. For promotion and power come from nowhere on earth, but only from God. He promotes one and deposes another. Your promotion comes from the Lord. He gives you the power and favor and advancement in every single area of human endeavor.
Wow, that just can make you shout and run around. He's the one who's in charge, and he will take care of you. You know, I got to throw this in because, you know, Joseph is one of my favorites.
No.
But you got to feel that if you were in Joseph's position and you hit the bottom of the ring of the whole entire ladder, you got to feel like, hey, is this for real, God? But you know what? Fifth, your GPS is God's possibility system.
Hallelujah.
He's taken you where you don't even know you could even go. So let's establish this fact. With and through God, all things are possible.
Yes.
Matthew 19:26 says, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And I love this. Mark 9:23, I talked about expectation the other day. Mark 9:23 in God's Word translation says, Jesus said to him, as far as possibilities go, everything is possible for the person who believes. You know, the enemy is under your feet. He may want to make you think he's not, but you know what? He is. The enemy of your success and prosperity does not want you thinking in terms of possibilities.
Right.
He wants you practicing that impossibility mentality instead of his unlimited possibilities mentality that he actually gave you. You remember, he made you in his image. In Luke 1:37, it says, for with God, isn't that who you have with you? For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Hallelujah.
If something is impossible, then you made it that choice.
Yes, you did.
In Matthew 17:20, because it wasn't like the Lord wanted you to live in it. In Matthew 17:20, it says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall move, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And let me throw this in too. I hope you watch The Chosen. I just, by all the mercies of God, ask that you watch The Chosen, because it's going to change your life. One of the things that Jesus says in that, and you're quoting the word in this, but it brings it home. It's not the size of the seed. It can have a seed as small as a mustard seed. It's who you believe in. Are you getting that? It's who you believe in.
That's right.
Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible to Yvette. Nothing shall be impossible to David. Nothing shall be impossible to Diane. Nothing shall be impossible to Sonia. I mean, you could go on and on and on and personalize this, because nothing is impossible to you because you believe.
Amen. Six, your GPS is God's power system.
This is
good stuff. Now, we're about to speak a five-word sentence, the reality of which can change your life forever. Here it is. Write it down. Get it inside you. God hasn't left you powerless.
That's right.
God hasn't left you powerless. Acts 1:8. You shall receive power.
Hallelujah.
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you should become witnesses. The power Jesus promises after Holy Ghost comes, that comes upon you, is an enabling power.
Think of this.
The Greek word for power is dunamis, which means ability. So let's look at that verse again as I expand the paraphrase for you. You shall receive the ability after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be able to be the witness of you shall be, I lost my train there.
You will be able to witness to me witness of me simultaneously in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know how we do that? Because we can be several places at once when we send our money over there and we funding people too. That
our
helps.
Seed can work in places that we can't go physically.
That's right.
But it changes lives.
It does. For the kingdom. Seventh, your GPS is God's prosperity system. Here are seven scriptural reasons why God wants you to prosper. Deuteronomy 8:18. Classic Amplified Bible, Deuteronomy 8:18. You know we say this in many translations. It says, but you shall earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day.
Job 36:11 says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures.
Wow. 1 Kings 2:3, Classic Amplified. Keep the charge of the Lord your God. Walk in his ways. Keep his statutes, his commandments, his precepts, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may do wisely and prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn.
And finally, here are two scriptures that tell you exactly what you must do to prosper. Joshua 1:8, Classic Amplified. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall deal wisely and have good success.
And 2 Chronicles 26:5 says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Now it's time for you to fully activate your personal God-given GPS. We've read all the places. You might want to listen to this one again, because he's going to take you places that you've only dreamed of. Hallelujah.
But they're places that God has already ordained you for.
That's right.
And you have to believe it, confess it.
Take a hold of the word.
And manifest it.
And press it and work it.
As we've taught before, You need to press into the Word.
That's it.
You need to go to haroldherring.com and search for that teaching. Press the Word of God.
Pressing the Word of God. That's right.
Change your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Join us every morning at 8:30 Eastern. And until tomorrow morning, sensational Sunday.
Yes.
God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.